We oftentimes forget to take a break and celebrate the small wins. Just the other day, we closed a major contract and I stopped. And I mean, I literally gave like hand claps and high fives. And I realized that in the moment, if anybody would have been watching me, they would have thought I was a lunatic, right? But in that moment, it was actually a sign that many of the things that we had been doing and changing and grinding through and had drawn out on the chalkboard that just hadn't materialized yet, right? See, that's the stuff that nobody talks about. That's the stuff that nobody tells you about. They don't see you behind the scenes when it's not working. And in that moment, nobody saw it but me. But I took a second to really articulate. I shouted, I clapped my hands, because no matter how long you've been winning or how long you've been succeeding, there are times when it can just feel ordinary or stale. This is the Mind Shift Podcast, where we share real stories, real strategies that will help you find real success. This is the place to hear from people just like you who have taken their ideas, goals, and dreams from a point of inspiration to realization, or when life knocked them down, from a point of breakdown to breakthrough. I'm your host, Darrell Evans. Let's get started with today's episode. Hey there, welcome back to the show. I'm excited to be here with you today. We are sitting at the end of the first quarter of 2024. And whether you're listening to this right around the end of the first quarter, maybe it's the end of the second quarter, third quarter, you can literally bookmark this episode for any time period with which you want to do some reflection and self-audit or business audit your progress against your success. In this particular episode, as we wind down the first quarter, I'm having a lot of conversations, not just with myself, but with my team, with other individuals, business owners, particularly because of the work that we do. And we are walking through a process that is going to help us figure out where we are, make the adjustments necessary, and pick up the momentum for the rest of this year. So if you're listening to this right now and you're not subscribed to the show, we'd love for you to hit the follow or subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if you're not a part of the MindShift community, head over to mindshiftcommunity.com. It's free. Sign up, join. Don't miss our live events, our weekly and monthly workshops on Zoom with the community to learn business, growth, entrepreneurship, mindset. We'd love to have you there. So if that's of interest to you, we'd love to see you in the group. Now, interesting reason for me doing this episode today is that not just in the last quarter, not just even in the last 6 months, but literally over the last 2 years, we have been turning my business upside down. So this particular quarterly reflection audit process is not just something I've been doing in the last 90 days and looking at today as far as how we've done in the last 2 years. And actually, it's funny how you draw things out on the chalkboard. Have you ever done that? Set up a goal for yourself, set up a plan of action, drew it out on the chalkboard, drew it out on a whiteboard, drew it out on your digital Remarkable or your iPad. And then in real time, it takes way longer than you thought it would when you drew it all out. Well, that's what I'm in. You know, for years, literally, it's almost been 2 years that we've been changing the way we do our business. Of course, digital marketing changes and business doesn't change. The same elements are always applying, but how we do things have changed. I mean, in the last year and a half, ChatGPT has come out. AI has taken the scene. Everything continually changes with Facebook and Instagram and Meta and, I mean, Google. All of the things change. We just recently had a massive shift in what's going on in the world of email marketing with the requirements of Google, Gmail, should I say, and Yahoo. Change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. We have to accept change. That's one of the best things you can ever do. If you're in growth, if you're a leader, if you're the type of person who I think you are, we accept and embrace change. So here we are at the end of a quarter. So whether you're at an end of a quarter when you're listening to this, or maybe you're at the end of a couple, it doesn't matter when you do it, but let's look at a couple things. I want to give you four sort of structures that I would think are helpful as you're looking at the end of, let's just say right now, it's the end of Q1 2024. And this is the one that I always like to start with. I always like to start with your personal wins, your personal and business wins. There's a phrase we say here, and that is celebrate the small victories, and all victories are worth celebrating. So often when we have things go right in our business, we just pass right by them. And a lot of times we spend our time harping on the things that didn't go so well, right? I believe, and it's hard, let me be clear, I'm not preaching to you, I'm talking to you, and I'm a student of my own discussion here, because I'm not always an actor, someone who acts on this advice. But it is really important that we take a second and start to look at both our personal and our business wins in this first quarter, in this last season. And as I mentioned, 2 years now, it's coming up on 2 years here in about a few months, where I made a big decision. I made a huge decision in how we were going to do business at our marketing agency, how we were going to do business going forward in this new technological area, in this new AI area, in this new agency space, as I call it. And so what I'd love to have you consider is, from wherever you are to wherever you want to be, make sure you look back over your shoulder and pat yourself on the back and give yourself some hand claps on making it this far, right? So when I think about, you know, the grind of the last 2 years, and most of it's been behind the scenes, you wouldn't have seen it on social media, you wouldn't have seen it, I haven't talked much about it, I'm not even going to get into what it is here, I'll save that for another episode, because what is happening is going to be epic, I'm telling you. So I won't get into the details of that. But what I'll tell you is that no matter whatever it is I'm doing and whatever it is you're doing, we oftentimes forget to take a break and celebrate the small wins. Just the other day, we closed a major contract and I stopped. And I mean, I literally gave like hand claps and high fives. And I realized that in the moment, if anybody would have been watching me, they would have thought I was a lunatic, right? But in that moment, it was actually a sign that many of the things that we had been doing and changing and grinding through and had drawn out on the chalkboard that just hadn't materialized yet, right? See, that's the stuff that nobody talks about. That's the stuff that nobody tells you about. They don't see you behind the scenes when it's not working. And in that moment, nobody saw it but me. But I took a second to really articulate. I shouted, I clapped my hands, because no matter how long you've been winning or how long you've been succeeding, there are times when it can just feel ordinary or stale. And so I needed my own energy to change, because in that moment, it represented a significant shift in what we had been building towards. And obviously, we're picking up momentum for it. So item number one that I want you to do right now at the end of this quarter, if you're driving, just think about it, is write down and take note of this quarter's business wins and your personal wins. What's happened in your personal life that was something you said you wanted to do? Maybe you've moved towards a better eating routine. Maybe you've moved towards a better fitness routine. Maybe if you're in marketing, you're moving to a better content rhythm. Maybe if you're in sales, you had a certain sales goal. Maybe whatever that is in your life, right? Sit down and take note and count those wins. Count those wins, because they matter. You may not be where you want to be, but you definitely aren't where you used to be. I love that phrase, and I hope you'll accept that too. Now, second thing I want you to do, this is the part where a lot of times we'll want to spend too much time on, and that is looking at the lessons that we learned, right? And in many places you'll find is that harping too much on the losses or the failures or the setbacks or the challenges, those, for some reason, they seem to be magnified in our human experience. And in many cases, we will spend so much time in that bucket and forget what went well. So my encouragement for you is to take some time, look at what you learned. Because listen, if you're still here listening to this right now and things didn't go quite the way you wanted the last 90 days, you learned something, right? You learned something. You didn't fail. You just had some outcomes you didn't want, right? In Mindshift, we say that there is no such thing as failure unless you just quit. you may have gotten some outcomes or some results that you didn't want or expect, but you must have learned something, right? In growth and personal development, if you repeat something over and over again that produces a result that's less than favorable, then we need to break that pattern, right? But if you learn something and say, oh, got it, don't do that again. Oh, sweet, we did something else, got it, right? Let me give you a real life example in my world. We're an advertising agency. We're an ad agency, for crying out loud. People think that because we've been doing this for a long time, because we've been doing SEO, because we've been doing growth online and social media and ads, that every single thing we do works. I got to tell you something. The vast majority of it doesn't work. It's just that we learn and we iterate. And some people think that if it doesn't go the way you want, it's a failure. No, let's stop that talk right now. Failure is not an identity. Failure isn't an identity. It's definitely not your identity. Failure is simply an outcome you didn't expect. Let's learn from it. So write down two or three big things that you learned in the last 90 days. Did you learn what not to do? Did you learn what you need to do more of? Did you learn, I tested this and and guess what? Some of the things you learned, you knew before you did them. I'll write that one down. You knew before you did it, it wasn't going to work. You just didn't trust your gut. You didn't trust that intuition. You didn't trust that feeling. Believe it or not, sometimes when you get a sense that it's not going to work, it's not nerves. Sometimes it is the energy of the universe, of God telling you that, you got hesitation on that. Just pause, just punt that, put it on brakes, put it on hold for just a moment. Okay. Other times you get that feeling and you're like, okay, yeah, this is it. Let's go all in. Sometimes it's a snap split decision and you go all in. Okay. So you've got to take a look at number one, what worked well? Number two, what didn't go so well, right? What did we learn? And how do we make adjustments, right? So that moves us to the third step. Third step is, now, where do we need to improve? When I played sports growing up, and I look at even business to me as one of the ultimate sports outside of the athletic world, because it never ends. The game never ends. Marketing never ends. Sales never ends. There's always something. Profit, understanding your gross margin, your profit, your net margin, your cost of goods. So it never ends. Every month in the existence of the life of our business or our own lives, we are always in the game. We are always in the game, which means we're always running plays. We're always strategizing. We're always getting results. And so what we need to do, though, is take a look back and say, okay, where do I want to be and where am I in relationship to where that is? And where are my areas of improvement? Right? Some of the L's that we may have taken, the lessons that we learned, need to be just trashed. Just need to be tossed out. They need to not be thought of again. That's one of the things we've done in our business the last couple of years is we sat down, looked at the market, looked at the industry, looked at where trajectory was going, and said, are we doing things today that we ideally would do if we started the company all over again from scratch? Very interesting question, by the way. I didn't make that question up. I was in my mastermind. The question came up from one of our speakers. And I thought it was profound. I wrote it down and I said, huh. And the question was interesting. If we built the company again from scratch starting today, would you build the same company? Now, that doesn't mean you turn your whole company upside down. And we certainly didn't. But we did say, what could improve from here? Where do we really want to go? What do we want to adapt to? What are we open to? How are we open to change? What is the evolution of the space that we work in entrepreneurship, in business growth, in digital marketing? Let's get ahead of the curve and figure out where do we want to improve? What do we want to change? And I'd really encourage you to think about that for your life, your business, your career, wherever you're at. Sometimes we are forced to change. We are forced to improve. ChatGPT made a lot of people level up. I'm not saying the whole world, but depending on what industry you're in, you were forced in an instant to have to reconsider what you always knew to be true in your life, in your business, in your career, perhaps in your profession, in your job. in your business. That's, everyone goes through certain cycles like that. So what are we going to improve? What are we going to make a new commitment towards as we head into this next quarter or this next season? It could be the next 6 months, could be the next 12 months, could be the next 5 years for you. But it's always important that we, A, grab those wins, celebrate, take a break, bask in that a little bit. B, look at those things that didn't go so well, right? Look at those L's and say, huh, what did we learn from here? And what are we going to throw away? What are we going to improve on? Step three, what are we improving on? And it doesn't mean you have to take an L, right? Some people think, oh, let me go fix all the L's. Ah, I'm actually a believer in let's toss the L's if we really don't need them, and let's double and triple down and improve the things that worked well. Interesting scenario. One of my clients, we were having a conversation in a coaching call, and they were talking about multiple products that they wanted to sell in the marketplace. And ultimately, what I knew from my perspective, or what I felt and sensed, was that one of them, this person was more passionate about one of them, not the other two. And my awareness was, let's not worry about the other two. Let's double and triple down on the one that, A, you're most passionate about. Because if you have passion for it, you're going to show up bigger. You're going to show up with more energy. You're going to show up and show out, as they say. And the other ones are going to feel like a grind. And so those that feel like a grind, we don't need to improve those. We don't need to come up with a process for those. At least not now. Maybe we get the right person on board who can take over those projects. But anyway, what are we improving? What are we going to feel good about? And again, what are we going to double and triple down on? In my agency specifically, we started removing services. We started removing whole service lines. We started removing entire processes that we used to do that I just took a step back and I said, you know what? We don't have to do that anymore. We don't have to do that anymore. We don't have to say yes. We can say no. And we can just model the business the way we want. All right, let me take this home and give you a couple of actionable ideas. Of course, any of these ideas are going to be more actionable for you because you wrote them down. But what I would encourage you to do is to, of course, as anything, write it down, right? I don't care about the digital technology and all that stuff. Get yourself some paper, get yourself a journal, get yourself something and write it down. Sit in this for a while. You may have heard me talk about this at the end of the year when I do this annual planning document. And you can go back to the end of the year, probably sometime in December. I think I've done an episode once or twice on this. And I really feel that there's still tremendous value in writing with pen and paper. It's great if you can type 65, 75, 85 words a minute, type it into your note doc. I understand the remarkable and things like that with the pen and your iPad and all that. That may help as well. But I know from my studies in psychology and science and brain science is that when pad and paper work together, you have it's much more impactful, much more powerful. You remember more, you get more in tune to it. I know I still do it in every mastermind. Even though I've got all the digital tech, I still prefer to write. And I'll find that I'll sit in a workshop that could be 3 hours and I'll leave with 12, 13 pages of notes. Because I've just trained my brain. And not only that, I remember what I've been taught. And that's another little hack for learning, which maybe I'll talk about in another episode. Let's wrap this up today. Q1, progress, audit, business, personal. What are we doing? Did we win? Of course we won. Let's make sure we take note. Number two, let's make sure we studied those losses. Let's dump what doesn't work. Let's double and triple down in the opportunity section, and let's move on those things where we can improve in step three, those things that are going to help elevate us towards where we want to go. Life, business, family, finance, fitness, all of it, wherever that is for you. The fourth step is come up with 2 to 3 actionable steps. 2 to 3, what I call minimum viable steps. Let me tell you what a minimum viable step is. A minimum viable step helps more people than I've seen gain momentum in a large goal. Some people have heard the phrase, or they use the phrase, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. First of all, I'm never going to try to eat an elephant. That's just me. But the phrase goes, you've heard it. I think of that phrase in the sense of minimum viable action steps. Like, what's the minimum viable step that I can take today? What's the most minimum viable step I can take tomorrow and the next day and the next day to pick up momentum? Right, to pick up momentum. It's interesting that when a car is in neutral, and it's going on a relatively flat surface, almost any human being can push that car. And from the back or from the front. So someone in the front can stop the car from moving. Someone from the back can push the car forward. However, the minute you hit a little bit of a slope, a downward slope or an upward slope, the car is going to pick up momentum in the other way, and it's going to be hard to stop. Over the years, I've always believed that minimum viable action steps repeated over a long period of time are really the key to success. The absolute key to success, right? If you have to work out twice a day, you are working out twice a day. But what if twice a day is too much for you? What can you do? Maybe it's 30 minutes a day, right? That minimum viable action of 30 minutes versus what you read in the book or you saw on Instagram, which said 2 hours a day. Well, maybe you don't have to do that. Maybe you just need to do the 30 minute a day long for a longer period of time. Well, maybe I don't, and my competitors have an ad budget that's $20,000 a month. My budget's only $5,000 a month. Okay, do your $5,000 a month for a longer period of time. You're going to get what you are going after. You don't have to play the matching game, okay? So as we finish quarter one, how are you doing? How are you doing? Like, check in with me on Instagram, at Mr. Darrell Evans, or wherever you're listening to this. Just message me on whatever the platform is. How are you doing? Are you hanging? Did you have a good quarter? Did you not meet your goals? I can tell you that my quarter specifically, we just finished on an upswing. January and February started out kind of light for us business-wise. But it's just been building and building and building. And again, we've been a part of a almost two-year process. On the outside, you wouldn't know. On the inside, I definitely know. And certainly the people close to me know. People in my mastermind, my family, everybody knows what we did, because in some cases, you look at it and say, what was he thinking? Well, we'll see if it works. I have no idea, but it feels like it's going to work. But either way, that was the decision. I hope you are doing well wherever you are right now. Quarter one, 2024. Oftentimes, we wait to do this stuff towards the end of the year, and we look back over, you know, three or four quarters. I'm encouraging you to continue this journey every 90 days. In our agency, we're taking our clients on a 90-day by 90-day journey. We call those 90-day sprints. In the marketing world, they're 90-day marketing sprints. In my coaching and growth development work, we call those 90-day growth sprints. And I would tell you that there is almost no scenario possible that if you organize your growth and development, your business goals, your marketing goals, not just in the year concept or capsule, but to break that down into 90-day sprints, it's just something that I believe is manageable. It's bite-sized enough. It's just long enough for you to get enough feedback over a 90-day period. It's enough time period to iterate. It's enough time period to get meaningful results. It's enough time period to get data, to analyze, and you're going to be able to collect enough wins. You're going to collect some L's and some observations on what you need to improve. My friend, there is so much opportunity sitting right here in this world right now. Whatever you're working on, if you've been doubting yourself, knock that stuff off. Somebody's waiting on you. And I had to think about this the other day. I was thinking about what I wanted to say and how I wanted to produce this. But sometimes we want to back off when things get challenging. Last 2 years has been crazy for me. I got to tell you. Some people look at my P&L and be like, what the heck did you do? And so the bottom line is, when you make a decision to serve, when you make a decision to grow, when you make a decision to become more than you already are, it's going to challenge you in ways that you just didn't see coming. But that's a part of growth. That's what we talk about here in Mindshift. It's like, shift your mind so you can shift your results. And when you decide what you want to do, you inevitably will have to shift something. And most cases, it's going to start in your mind. When you start in your mind and then you put the rest of the steps in place, you'll be surprised what actually happens in your results. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. Listen, wherever you are, I'd love to know. Tell me about your wins. Tell me about your L's. Hit me up on Instagram or wherever you're watching this, listening to this, at Mr. Darrell Evans on almost all the platforms. I will personally respond. I don't let bots and my team respond. I will respond to you myself personally. And I'm encouraging you. I'm wanting you to win. I'm wanting you to have a great second quarter, or whenever you pick this episode up, whatever the next quarter is that's coming, I hope this little four-step model will give you some clarity, some thought process, some peace, and just remind you that you're doing all right. You may not be where you want to be, but you certainly aren't where you used to be. All right, my friend, I'm Daryl. I will talk to you next week on another episode of the Mindshift Podcast. Be sure to connect with us inside the community. Don't miss another one of our live events. And where else are you going to go and get live interaction, training, and coaching 100% for free? If you want to upgrade and come into our world deeper, you can do that, but for free. We invest every single month in helping make sure that you get the clarity, you get the confidence, and you get the capability to take your life and your business wherever you want to take it. Hey, my friend, thanks again for listening today to today's episode of the Mindshift Podcast. Listen, let's not have the conversation end here. Connect with me on social at Mr. Daryl Evans on almost all the platforms, with the exception of Facebook. My Facebook fan page is at Daryl Evans Fan. Until next week, remember, you're just one shift away from the breakthrough you're looking for.